WTAW News Time is 5 minutes past 7, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting came to an abrupt end.
Rafael Pena reacted to Jason Bayansky and Ben Hardiman leaving council chambers before voting on an amendment to next year's city budget.
There's a lot of class, Mayor.
That ended the meeting because the council did not have a quorum. Greg Owens and Bobby Simic were not there, and Bayansky and Hardiman left after a motion was made to move $50,000 from next year's funding of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency to help fund improvements at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex. The next regularly scheduled council meeting is next Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
20 speakers participated in last night's College Station School Board first public hearing on proposed boundary changes. Eighth grader Madeline Stapp gave board members and about half the members of the boundary committee who were in attendance another idea.
My proposal is that you keep elementary schools together as they follow tracks to intermediate, then middle school. Keep CSMS to CSHS and AMCMS to AMCHS. The new middle school should be split or possibly build a new high school since the growth shows it might be needed anyway.
Also speaking were 10 parents who called for grandfathering freshman students. The second public hearing is today at noon at the CSISD Transportation Center. As the College Station School Board starts collecting feedback on recommended changes to boundary lines of 5th through 12th grade schools, they will also be considering more bond issues. That was part of a presentation given to the board last week by the Boundary Change Committee.
College Station will be looking at bonds in November 2018 for Phase 2 of College Station High School, and that campus, that Phase 2 would open fall of 2021.
Committee member Philip Garrett also said population projections predict voters would have a bond issue in 2021 for a third high school. In 2 weeks, the Texas A&M system has groundbreaking of its first new building on the former Riverside campus, now called the Rellis Education Center. Dr. James Nelson, who is developing the academic programs at Rellis, was one of two speakers at last week's Board of Regents meeting.
We're going to be looking at the lower division courses being offered by Blenn. The separate institutions offer the upper division coursework that we saw very little need for three system institutions to come in and argue over who's going to be teaching history 1301 or all four try and teach it. So this brings an economy of scale to the table, and it also holds the cost of education for the students down.
The first groundbreaking on the 26th is a research facility that's followed by groundbreaking next February or March on Blinn College's $30 million academic building, and the A&M Transportation Institute plans to start building a new $75 million headquarters and laboratory next April. Another 114 flu cases were reported over the last week to the Brazos County Health Department. That makes the running total the last 2 weeks to 362. The health department doesn't keep track of September flu cases because the normal flu season runs from October through March. For comparative purposes, in October and November of last year, a combined 54 cases. It's almost one-seventh the number reported the last 2 weeks. The health department advises everyone 6 months or older to get a flu shot. More tips are online at WTAW.com. And a parking lot was shut down for 2 hours yesterday due to suspicious package. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was at the HEB at Texas and Highway 21.
It was a briefcase that was set up next to one of the gas pumps. Just because of the nature of the call, where the package was located, we officers who responded to the area cordoned off the area of the parking lot between the HEB store and the gas pumps. Old Hearn Road was shut down for just a small segment between Texas and I think it's Millburger.
The College Station bomb squad inspected the briefcase, determined it was safe without damaging it, and Bryan Police is looking for the owner. The parking lot was reopened at noon. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes past 7. It's 75 degrees. You can text us your tips, your photos, videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash. or visit our other location at East Williams O'Brien Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers a small town attention you miss with larger dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low and you get the savings, which means an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote and hay equipment from the Heston Hay Line. They back up the products they sell with knowledgeable service. Go see Lance or Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit WegwardInc.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
A partly sunny day overall for the region, but there is the potential for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be up to about 90 to 95 today as we continue to sit in between lots of moisture out to our west and high-pressure system out to the east. Clear tonight, warm and humid, lows near 75. Sunny tomorrow, there's the risk of an isolated storm. We're up around 95. Sunshine and 90 to 95 as we head through Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports with details on a couple of awards for some Ags. Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, Texas A&M made the AP's top 25, as well as a few other programs here in the Lone Star State. And in Major League Baseball, good news for Texas teams on the road as the Astros beat the Indians and the Rangers bested the Mariners. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 7-12 with the Infomaniacs and... Gosh, what a fun newscast.
Oh,
all sorts of stuff. So,
yes.
I don't know. Let's back through the news then. Okay. Let's see. What was the last story?
The last story that we reported. Oh, yeah. The parking lot shut down yesterday.
Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And so, North Bryan HEB, which some people, if you never have to go out there, you may not realize it's out there, but Texas and Highway 21. And yeah, they found a briefcase just sitting next to the gas pump. So someone called it in and brought in the bomb squad, but apparently it was just a briefcase.
Huh. Well, you know, it just, I don't know. I thought there might be cameras, you know, that
right?
would
yeah,
have the information.
Yeah, true. Especially by the gas pumps. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But, so they're looking for the owner. If okay. you think it's yours, you yeah. can call. You're not in trouble.
That's right. Okay. Then back up. Well,
yeah, the flu cases. This is crazy.
Wow. This is very, very strange.
So, and we reported it, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was even last Monday, but yeah. there was the outbreak among the sorority at Texas A&M. Right. So there were like 37 mm-hmm. cases just in that one incident. Obviously, that probably grew a little bit. And yeah. then, but yeah, 114 just in the last week. And in the last 2 weeks, 362.
Whew. And normally, not even September numbers,
no, they
October
don't,
and November, they had about 55.
54. Yeah. Huh. And that's the crazy part. They don't even keep track in September because normally the flu season hasn't started. And that was one of the things I asked Dr. Sullivan when talking with him. Was, you know, is it too early ever? And he said, no, it really isn't. And especially this year, it's never too early to get your flu shot. So,
wow.
Because, I mean, what I guess wrongly we think about that as being kind of a colder weather thing.
Right, exactly. But really, you know, it can live, the virus, I guess, it can live in different atmospheres and
sure.
kind of climates and stuff. But yeah, yeah just it, someone's picked it up somewhere and it only takes one person. And next thing you know, it's all over the
so
place.
Today is not too early to go ahead and do that.
This Correct. Is why I don't leave my house.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. You, and put a plastic bag over your head
yeah.
when you do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just doing a hazmat suit thing. Okay, let's see. And then what else?
We've got the groundbreaking announced for the Rellis Education
Man,
Center.
That
so
thing, that
quick.
Thing is on steroids mm-hmm. now,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay.
the 26th, they're going to groundbreak or start the first groundbreaking for a research facility.
Super. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we've got the College Station, school board
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. What it was kind of like that oh, we made a mistake.
Right. Yep. So, yeah, and so unfortunately, I didn't get to that yesterday morning, but we did report it later in the day. So basically, they said, oh, we were just kidding. We forgot that we made a mistake with Nantucket.
Yeah, our bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, all you had to do was look at the map and see this one chunk of purple right in the middle of all this green or whatever colors they were using and going, huh.
And and you know, and I understand, you know, in the second newscast, which I'll air around 7:30, the one mom discussing, you know, being on the other side of town and having to come all the way into town, and obviously, you know, just traffic from Texas A&M because it's right there, like that obviously causes issues too. I don't know. I mean, that's tough. I'm not a parent. I'm not going to pretend to be but
it's almost like gerrymandering of political districts. You know, they draw them in a way that gosh, it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Right.
I understand they're trying to create a certain kind of balance. I'll put that in air quotes, a certain kind of balance. And, so anyway,
you know, and I understand the kids too, you know, not wanting to have to go to a different school than some of their friends.
Sure.
But at the same, I did that and I turned out okay, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, and then you all end up back in high school together usually.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be, you know, there are different high schools now, but in back in the day, it was just one for me, but I don't know.
But then in the same time, we heard stories yesterday that College Station's going to be floating some more bonds. There are going to be more campuses, and one of those is probably going to include a third high school.
Yeah.
So as a result, it's just reference our story about Frisco yesterday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It has 10 high schools now.
Yep. And, it's funny, and I just talked to my my old college roommate last night, the one that teaches in McKinney, and I asked her about the football stadium.
Yeah.
But she also said, the one Nantucket high school Frisco, only has freshmen. So that's number 10 in Frisco.
Wow. And in case you didn't know, the reference is to a $68 million football stadium now that McKinney is going to build 4 miles down the road from the great big one that Allen built a few years ago that ended up with structural deficiencies. And then finally, the City of Bryan City Council meeting ended a little sooner than they planned.
Here, hold on. Let me play this really quickly here.
There's a lot of class, Mayor.
So that was
class math.
A lot of class, Mayor. Okay. A lot of class. That's what Rafael Pina reacted to when Jason Byinski and Ben Hardiman left.
Well, as it so happens, the mayor is scheduled to be with us this morning. And, so we'll talk to him. We'll talk to the congressman a little bit later about 7:45 this morning, just so you'll know that we got that going on. Well, let me see. In the meantime, if you own an iPhone, you know they're going to roll out their new iPhone
today.
Wow!
And it's you know they want to say it's going to be really neat. It comes out about noon our time. It's the iPhone 7. It'll have more memory standard. Oh, but wait, there won't be a headphone jack.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, won't be a headphone jack. So you're probably going to have two choices. If you want to do that, you're going to have to get the earbuds will probably come with it, and they'll have a lightning port, which you do to charge the phone.
There's a rumor that there's going to be some like wireless Beats earbuds they're going to release with it as well.
Oh, and those will be free?
Do they come with the phone?
No.
I
don't think that's going to happen at all.
So it comes with earbuds that plug into where the charger plugs
in. Right, the lightning port.
So if you're charging your phone, you can't listen to your phone.
And you never do that, right?
They're always making these changes nobody asked for, nobody wants.
Well, it's manufactured obsolescence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. So you got that.
Yeah, and they're going to come out and say, well, this makes it, you know, more water resistant or whatever.
Well, but
you
see,
know.
And now I understand why, because popping up about 2 months ago was our lightning port here in the studio, and I guess that's so you and Bill can go ahead and listen to your headphones, right?
What?
When you're charging. You know, we got a lightning port.
Yeah.
Here, so
oh,
that's
gotcha.
What it's for.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
It'll
course.
Be great because I know y'all are in here always jamming while
jamming while I'm writing the news.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, anyhow, they're going to do that. Other sources say there will be a better camera And because of the elimination of the headphone jack, it, again, may be waterproof. So we'll see.
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
There may be an upgrade to the Apple Watch as well, giving it more speed. Calculate, because you want the clock to be right. It's a watch,
yeah.
I guess, if you're using it for that. And also better battery life. And lastly, they're expected to preview a new operating system that'll be iOS 10, which will run the iPhones and the iPads. In other Apple news, the company says if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or a computer running Safari or its latest operating system, you should download the latest operating system update, because if you accidentally visit a malicious website, perhaps after clicking on the link in maybe a phishing email, an attacker can run code on your system.
Yep. Hmm. Yeah, there's a big security update.
Was there a release date on the watch?
Well, they said it may happen today.
Oh.
Just a matter of...
Not the new watch, while though, they've got coming their, out?
Yeah, well, the upgrade to the Apple Watch.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Maybe not the new
I think the
version.
New version comes out by the end of the year, but I just wasn't sure if they had a date
no,
on it yet.
They haven't said that. So,
okay.
I've got
anyway.
All things Apple, but I never got the watch. I never...
Same. You know, and I've been asking people about it, whether they like it or not.
Me
and
too.
Yeah, I've gotten good reviews, but I don't know.
Have you heard anybody be necessarily negative, or they regret?
Kind. I mean, there's like a few things that they don't necessarily like about it,
yeah.
But or just, you know, the price of it, was it really worth that much,
yeah,
kind of thing?
I think most people who have bought it are reluctant to give it a bad review because they're like, yeah, I like it. It's the best.
Yeah, I spent this much money on it, so I have
money,
to like it.
So it's
amazing. I don't know.
And the other thing is, I don't know, it just seems to be more intrusive because it's on your wrist.
Yes.
That it does grab your attention, which doesn't necessarily mean that's a good thing, because you might be in a situation where having your attention distracted would be a bad thing.
Right.
You know, if you're talking to somebody, they need to know that it's important that y'all are having a discussion about something, and if your watch vibrates and you look down at it, which is human nature.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Then you're going to go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to look at the watch because it was not more than important than what were we talking about?
Exactly. And that is what one person did tell me, that it looks like you're always checking the time, almost like you're ready to get out of there,
yeah,
or you're bored.
See?
Or and when you may be checking a text message,
right,
or checking a missed phone call or something. So, but I mean, that's going to be something. I think these watches, because obviously it's not just Apple, they have them, you know, Samsung and Android compatible,
sure,
ones. And,
right.
I think it's going to get to the point where eventually the majority has some kind of watch that is connected.
So.
And so it's just something that right now people are still getting used to.
Yeah.
And then we'll have fashion watch bands to go along with
they
it.
Do.
They already do.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, do they?
You can spend a lot of money on
you can change
like
colors.
Gold
ones.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Okay. Leather ones.
All right. Well, I don't wear a watch anymore, so didn't know. Eric Sermons was arrested last week after he jumped into the parked Daytona Beach, Florida police cruiser and drove away, complete with the blue and red lights flashing.
Oh, wow.
Officer's body cam video was released yesterday, shows the unusual incident with a dispatcher issuing a be on the lookout for our squad car. Police officer said they heard laughing when he asked if what he did was a felony. The officer said, oh yeah, it's the toppest on the felonies as we go.
This happens every time I leave my keys in the cruise.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the Texas Public School, not far from my house. lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the weather, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, click on actionsportstx.com. About 93 or so for the next few days, not quite so warm as we head into the weekend. Chance of showers maybe 20-30%, something like that, all the way through Friday. Saturday, they're calling for 30% chance of rain at a high of 91. Currently, the winds are calm, 96% relative humidity. You got a few clouds out there, and it's 75.
Hey, this is Mark down in Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What have they always told us about Hillary Clinton? That she's the smartest woman in the world. Even at the Democrat convention, Barack Obama said she is more qualified than anybody who's ever been president, including him, including her husband, Bill Clinton. And yet, this woman says, I don't recall, I don't know, I can't help it more than anybody I know. The FBI released a bunch of documents from her interview over the 4th of July. She blamed her concussion for forgetting important briefings. 40 times she told the FBI, I don't recall. Same thing she said in the Clinton White House back in the 1990s. The smartest woman in the world. Then she erupts in a coughing spasm in an appearance in Cleveland. She says, that's nothing, I'm allergic to Trump. You heard that Dr. Drew Pinsky had a show on CNN. He's an addiction specialist. He said that he was terribly concerned about these coughs, terribly concerned about her medical condition, and that a lot of people ought to be more concerned about it. You know what happened to him? CNN canceled his show days after he said he was gravely concerned. Now, folks, questions about Hillary's health are not going to go away. What ought to not go away as well is questions about her honesty. Because if she's allergic to anything, it is the truth. That is not a new condition. The smartest woman in the world is not pulling that off.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two groups of opponents spoke last night at the first of three public forums about new boundaries for College Station 5th through 12th grade buildings. Camille Haley was among those calling for grandfathering to include freshmen.
We have a group of students here who have been told since the fifth grade that they were going to get to be together. And right after starting high school, we're now having to tell them, oh, sorry, all the adults in charge have just changed their minds. You're going to have to go make new friends and compete again for your spot on the dance team or the volleyball team or the UIL academic team or, you know, pick your program, the band, the music programs.
Amy Reichman was among those living in Nantucket, south of College Station, opposed to their children going to Oakwood Intermediate across the street from Texas A&M.
For my kids to be across town where I cannot be a part of their activities, volunteer, and be there for them is very emotional. We're talking about friends. We're talking about neighborhoods. We're talking about the helpers who help us get our kids to where they need to go, to keep them after school when they need to be kept after school, and we're talking about carpools.
More than 1 hour of comments were given to members of the College Station School Board and about half of the 37-member committee that made the recommendations. College Station School District voters could be seeing two more bond issues in the next 5 years. That was part of last week's Boundary Adjustment Committee report to the school board. Committee member Philip Garrett says if population projections hold, there would be an election in 2018 for phase two of College Station High School. Another bond election is possible 3 years after that.
In November 2021, a comprehensive high school number three opens fall of 2024. We're well over campus capacity in future years based on our current trends.
The committee's recommendations for redrawing current 5th through 12th grade boundaries continues to receive public comments today at noon at the Transportation Center and then next Monday at 5:30 at the school board meeting room. There were not enough members of the Bryan City Council at the end of last night's meeting to vote on next year's budget.
The special meeting began shorthanded with the absences of Greg Owens and Buppy Simic. Then Jason Byinski and Ben Hardiman left council chambers after a motion was made to move $50,000 to help an expansion of BRAC, the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, by reducing an equal amount from the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. Mike Sutherland attempted to continue with only three of seven members remaining.
So they're leaving. We can vote on budget. Well, we have a majority. I mean, we started with a majority.
But without a quorum, the meeting ended. The next regularly scheduled council meeting to try a second time to approve next year's budget is next Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
In the next 2 to 3 years, nearly $180 million of new buildings are planned to be open at the Texas A&M System's Rellis Education Center, the former Riverside campus in West Bryan. Rellis director John Barton told the Board of Regents last week that groundbreaking takes place in 2 weeks on a $73 million research building.
That will be second to none in the United States of America and allow us to do full-scale testing of structural elements and to explore new ways to improve infrastructure here and around the globe as we have to rebuild bridges and water and sewer treatment plants and roads and other infrastructure facilities over the next several decades.
Barton says what was reported 4 months ago as a $150 million makeover has grown to an investment of $300 million.
On any given day, as we visit the Rellis campus, there are approximately 250 to 300 faculty, students, and employees of the agency and the university at the Rellis campus working and conducting research in education and workforce development. When these facilities are completed in the next 2 to 3 years, that population on a daily basis will grow to 3,500 to 5,000 people.
Barton says Blinn College next February or March will start construction of their $30 million academic building. And next April, the Texas A&M Transportation Institute starts a new $75 million headquarters and a laboratory. College Station's bomb squad was called out to North Bryan yesterday morning to check a suspicious package in the parking lot of the HEB at Texas and Highway 21. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a briefcase by the gas pump was opened but not damaged by the inspection.
Once it was opened, it just had some personal effects in it. So now we've collected that and are going to try to find the owner of that. Give us a call at 209-5300 and we can try to get your property back to you.
While this incident has a happy ending, police blocked the parking lot and part of Old Hearn Road as a precaution.
You never know, and that's, we've got to treat it, each scenario like this as a safety issue, and we take all precautions necessary.
The parking lot was closed for about 2 hours until noon. The Brazos County Health Department says flu season normally runs from October through March. That's what makes a current flu outbreak notable. Over the last 2 weeks, the health department says there has been 362 cases. That's seven times the number in October and November of last year. In the last 7 days, 114 people picked up the flu. That's compared to 54 in October and November of last year and 129 cases in 2014. Tips from the health department are online at WTAW.com and includes everyone 6 months and older getting a flu shot. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 75 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers for you.
Considerable sunshine today. That'll push temperatures up to 90 to 95 this afternoon, though there could be a shower or storm as the day goes on, 90 to 95. Turning clear tonight, warm, lows near 75. High pressure will remain off to the east tomorrow. More sun, maybe an isolated storm late in the day, a high of 95. Clear tomorrow night, lows are going to be near 75. The outlook for Friday, sunshine and warm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor will give you your Aggie football report. Speaking of Aggie football, Texas A&M secured a spot on the AP's top 25. I'll let you know how they fared. And the Astros took down the Indians in Cleveland, and the Rangers won against the Mariners in Seattle. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay, so you know, you get in the shower every morning, and that's that's when you have no distractions. That's when you're able to clear your mind. And sometimes you come up with some of your best ideas.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and when you do, we call it shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
Yeah. On the internet, people don't want to hear your opinion. They just want to have... I'll say it right. On the internet, people don't want to hear your opinion. They just want to hear you saying their opinion.
Ooh,
correct.
Yeah.
My dog understands several human words. I don't understand a thing the dog says. Maybe my dog is smarter than me.
Oh.
True.
Yeah. Ever think of Chuck E. Cheese as a casino for kids?
Get them started young.
In 50 years, nursing homes will have video game tournaments.
Yeah, they will, yeah.
The world will eventually end on somebody's birthday. Yeah.
Poor person.
Yeah. Do people who eat fire for a living burn their mouths when they drink coffee?
Probably not.
Yeah. And if you're no longer covered by your parents' health insurance, does that mean your manufacturer's warranty is over?
Oh,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I like that.
Just
good
think
thoughts
about it.
Today. Good thoughts.
I like the
thoughts.
Idea of the video games in the nursing homes in 50 years.
A friend of mine called that a long time ago. He said they're going to come out with like a classic collection, I bet, by the time, you know.
Probably. Yep. They'll do that.
50
All right,
years from now.
So, police story for this morning. Police in Pennsylvania stopped a weaving car, pulled over. The man sitting in the driver's seat was eating a giant sandwich with both hands. Man sitting in the passenger seat told the officer he was sorry the weaving was his fault because he was steering so that the guy could eat the sandwich.
Totally safe. Totally safe.
Makes sense.
Hey, grab the wheel for me, thanks.
Yeah. Reason we like Texas. Suspected burglar shot several times during a burglary attempt in Texas. Broke into the home, and what he did is he was going to rob the home, but he needed both hands, so he put the gun down, thinking nobody was home. He was wrong.
Hey.
Yeah.
He was wrong when he broke in.
Going to investigate the noise. Homeowner found the gun lying near the sofa, picked it up, and used it.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Shot a few times. He's in the hospital, just so you know. I mean, once again.
That's
yeah,
what
you would think.
We do things differently here in Texas.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking if you're going to go rob a house and bring a gun at that, you're probably going to have a place to, like, put it, like, hold it, or, you know, I don't know, put it in your pocket or something.
Got to maybe do it. Well, or maybe just think ahead. Just remember, you're in Texas. In fact, we were discussing that with Mr. Downs last week. Why would anybody break into a home in Texas?
You're right, really.
Playing the odds.
Yep.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Married couples often think of their relationship in terms of who's right and who's wrong, but sometimes it's all in how you see it. My wife and I are completely different. Drive by our house on Saturday morning and you'll see what I mean. Jean's degree is in biochemistry. It's all about black and white concepts. Not only is she smart, but she naturally thinks in terms of precision. So when she makes pancakes and the recipe calls for 1 cup of flour, she'll measure exactly 1 cup. She'll even use a knife to scrape over the top to get rid of the excess, to get the perfect amount. How do I make pancakes? Well, let's just say I'm more of a free spirit. To me, scraping away excess flour is a complete waste of time. I just throw the ingredients together in a bowl, and before long, it mixes. My measurements are usually close enough to make the recipe work. Whose method is right, and whose wrong? That's just it. There is no right or wrong or good or bad when it comes to our personalities. These are simply traits that are unique to each of us. But it's good to be aware that marital disagreements usually happen because of differences in perception. Husbands and wives will almost always see circumstances differently, and that's okay. This is why mutual understanding is so important. Take time to see through your spouse's eyes. You might discover something that will help you avoid conflict altogether. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen. We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episode tonight at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796. X.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we were talking about market numbers. We were talking about how it's looking for buyers, how it's looking for sellers, even all that kind of stuff. Now, if you're a buyer looking to get back in the game, per se,
right,
to use a sports analogy in the season,
right,
what do you got to know? What are the kind of things that you guys can help them out with?
Well, I think just having an awareness of what's going on. I think there were certainly situations over the course of the last 6 to 18 months where there were competing offer situations on properties. We're seeing fewer of those now. It's moving, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think we're moving to a more balanced market. And I think for the buyers that got really, really frustrated, or the sellers who were looking to upsize or downsize and were concerned about what that transition would look like as far as selling their home and, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg kind of a thing. I think those situations, those scenarios are a lot easier now when we've got a little bit more inventory and demand is slightly down.
Well, I would trust your inclination, and you should too. Get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's head over to out to Washington, and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to talk to you. We're back in session this week, and we'll be through the end of September.
Yeah, and that's it, just through September, and then gone again. So you've got a list of things that certainly need to be taken care of, not the least of which is funding the government.
Well, that's the big issue that's on the agenda for the next few weeks. I'm hopeful we can do it in a responsible way. The White House is trying to play politics with funding, particularly with defense funding. The Pentagon released The Pentagon created an internal secret memo to go through and try to beat up on Congress and their funding, and it's backfiring on them. And that actually got leaked yesterday somehow to the press. It came out in some of the Washington rags, and I'm sure it's being spread nationwide today.
Now, this was a 5-page memo that was written back in May talking about how they basically wanted to, I guess, play hardball with the members of the House who were going to be opposing the House defending fund plans.
Well, no, it's actually, yeah, they want to play hardball with the House that already put together a great funding plan for the military.
Right.
And so that's, and then they're trying to create differences of opinion between the Senate and the House. And it's really a dumb thing to do for the Pentagon to get involved to try to start playing politics. I'm really disappointed. Now, these are all the appointed folks in the Pentagon. This is the top political brass. Top Pentagon brass. This is the Ash Carters and the Navy Secretary and people like that to spend more time trying to socially re-engineer the Defense Department instead of go defeat terrorism.
Now, the last time that we spoke, you were talking about whether or not there was going to be any lame duck legislation come out. And where do we stand on that right now? Because I know that's been something that's kind of split the Republican Party.
Well, I've made the position of conservatives in Congress very apparent, and that is that we don't want any substantive legislation and lame duck. Lame ducks are usually not good for the American people. They're not good for our country. And so, I don't mind having, lesser important pieces of legislation. But in particular, I don't want any funding bill to wind up in the lame duck. And the way that would work is that sometime this month we'll pass a funding bill to fund the government starting October the 1st. Well, that should go on into, in a perfect world, it'd go all the way to next September 30th. If that fails, then I just want it to wind up in the February, March time frame and not in the lame duck session. Because, again, bad things happen in lame duck sessions.
I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the whole situation with the president being over in the far east, and the comments of the president of the Philippines, the fact that really not only the president of the Philippines, but has the president been, in your view, well-received from these world leaders at the G20?
Most world leaders have started to feel very uncomfortable with this administration for a variety of reasons. One is they questioned the country's commitment to being a leader in helping to maintain a strong, secure, and prosperous world. They question our commitment to stepping in to help them whenever they need our assistance, particularly on the security side. Countries like Israel don't trust us anymore. So our enemies don't respect us. So, for instance, the Russians can go in and grab Crimea, or they can grab Georgia, and the president doesn't do anything about it. On the other hand, he destabilizes Libya, which just causes big problems for other parties in the Middle East. Other leaders are speaking out more forcefully against this president because of his flawed foreign policy.
Finally today, one of the things I like, if nothing else, is the name of the legislation. It's basically the Slush Fund Act. Tell us what that means.
Well, actually, it's the Stop Settlement Slush Fund Act.
Okay, All right.
So if you look at what several agencies are doing, we've really tightened the screws on several of the agencies that are in terms of funding. And so what they've been doing is they've been going out and entering into settlements with companies and employers to try to get big fines and big settlements from them. And then they're using that money to fund their agencies to create more of that bad behavior to go beat up on employers and make life difficult for them, and actually to pay bonuses for writing tickets.
Mm.
And so OSHA is a great example. OSHA goes around and runs around job sites in our communities and writes tickets for very minor violations. But these are thousands of dollars. These are more than the value of some of the subcontractors than what they're getting paid. And so instead of working to increase safety, they're just working to try to feather their own budget. And then the ticket writers get bonuses for that. So basically what this act does is says if you're going to have a fine or a settlement, those go to general revenues and they can't be used by your agency so that you generate more of this bad behavior.
It's kind of like a political speed trap, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It really is. It's almost like going to Mexico here. You get stopped and, the cop shakes you down for a couple $100 and he lets you go. So that's not the way we do things in this country, but that's sort of the Gestapo-type tactics of the federal government and the Obama administration.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Great talking to you. I'd ask our listeners, as always, to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, the next battle for the Aggs is against Prairie View A&M, and the team met with media on Tuesday at the weekly football press conference inside the Kyle Field Media Center. With your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Texas A&M redshirt freshman center Eric McCoy has been named SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week following his performance in Saturday's win over UCLA. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked about McCoy at yesterday's media day.
You know, Eric is a work in progress. I think you heard me talk about him just about every week during fall camp. And he benefited, I think, last year. We redshirted him, but he traveled to every game. And he was Mike Matthews' backup unless it was if we had to go play in the middle of the season last year. So instead of him running somebody else's deal or preparing, I think preparing mentally to have to play in big games, he didn't know if he was going to have to step in and do that.
Now, McCoy wasn't the only Aggie to earn accolades this week. Safety Justin Evans was named the Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week following two interceptions against the Bruins. Here's Aggie defensive coordinator John Chavis on Evans.
He's a very talented young man. You look at what he brings to the table in terms of football. It's outstanding. He loves playing the game. You put that together with being as talented as he is, and then his work ethic, you know. And then the final thing, but maybe the most important thing, outstanding character. You know, when you got all those things, you know, there's a reason that he's playing well.
High praise from Chief. The guys will be back on the practice field this afternoon, gearing up for Saturday's game against Prairie View A&M. Kickoff against the Panthers is at 11 a.m. with broadcast on Newstalk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other A&M football news, the Aggies are ranked 20th in the AP's top 25 after a win against UCLA. Texas also made it to the list for the first time in the Charlie Strong era after beating Notre Dame over the weekend. Texas is ranked 11th, TCU is at number 15, and Baylor is at number 23. Meanwhile, in the top spot of the college football poll, Alabama strengthened its hold. The top-ranked Crimson Tide picked up 21 more first-place votes this week after routing Southern Cal 52-6 in the season opener on Saturday. In Major League Baseball,
the next offering is hit high and deep into left field. Heredia not moving because Elvis hits it into the second deck above the Andrews sign. What a poke by Elvis Andrews.
The Texas Rangers' Elvis Andrews had a home run and three doubles in a 10-7 victory over the slumping Mariners last night in Seattle. Jonathan Lucroy also had a two-run homer, while Martin Perez allowed two earned runs over six innings to get the win. Game 3 with the Mariners is at 9:10 p.m. tonight in Seattle. Pre-game's at 8:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
right-hander delivers, and Marwin drives it pretty deep to right field. Chisenhall looks up, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Marwin Gonzalez.
The Houston Astros dealt Corey Kluber his first loss since July 3rd with a 4-3 victory over the Cleveland Indians last night. Marwin Gonzalez hit a three-run homer off Kluber in the second inning. Reliever James Hoyt got his first major league win, striking out two over 1 1/3 innings of relief. The Astros look to keep the momentum going tonight in Game 3 in Cleveland at 6:10 p.m. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Before we jump into that, though, they are trying to get rid of a ton of Mustangs. The managers are motivated. We'll just say that. Ford's also offering 0% for 72 months financing on almost all models. They've got a back-to-school special. And our deal of the day, how about a Mustang 2016? Yeah, speaking of Mustangs, it's got 11,000 miles, and you can pick it up with our deal of the day for $20,376. Again, that's $20,376. Team Ford of Navasota, obviously in Navasota. For all the details, go to teamfordofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Superior is a company you can count on for 8-to-8, same great rate, for 24/7 emergency service, for Superior's qualified technicians to service all makes and models. So if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be checked, serviced, or replaced, you can count on Superior. I guarantee it. Superior is our name, our service, and our reputation. Call us or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, Madam Minutel. News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. The shooting victim, Gresham, Oregon, claims she was shot while playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, except a police spokesman said she didn't have a phone, which you really
kind of neat.
I think it's required.
Yeah. I was playing Pokemon Go. That's the ticket. Yeah.
Pokemon claims weren't the only weird thing. Victim gave officers a fake name. Police are investigating what the shooting is. But
sounds fishy.
That's true. It does. And again, I mean, I guess she understands a little bit of pop culture. Just not quite everything.
Just not enough.
That's right. She's playing Pokemon Go in her head, possibly. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule.